Let's hear together from the Word of God this morning, Proverbs 3, and then also a passage from Deuteronomy 33, which speaks to us of the theme of the day of giving thanks and how to do that and why we ought to do that as well. The proverb says this: honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the deeps broke open and the clouds dropped down the dew. The everlasting God is your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. So Israel lived in safety. Jacob lived alone in a land of grain and wine, whose heavens dropped down dew. Happy are you, O Israel. Who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help and the sword of your triumph? Dearly beloved in Christ, we have assembled on this day of thanksgiving, particularly to give thanks to the great benefits that we have received at the Lord's hand, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy words, and to ask those things which are necessary for body and soul. Therefore, I urge you to join me with a thankful heart and humble voice before the throne of heavenly grace, saying the Lord's Prayer: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. Praise the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. Let's pray together, and there's a series of short little prayers, and I'm going to pray, and at the end of each one, I'll indicate and for all of us to say amen as we give our assent and our yes and our agreement in Christ to all that we pray for. Let's pray for this wonderful day that's before us. O most merciful Father, who has blessed the labors of farmers in the returns of the fruits of the earth, we give you humble and hearty thanks for your bounty, beseeching you to continue your loving kindness to us, that our land may still yield her increase to your glory and our comfort, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And all of God's people say, amen. Let's also pray for our civil authorities. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, the high and mighty ruler of the universe, who from your throne beholds all the dwellers upon earth, most heartily we beseech you, with your favor, to behold and bless your servant, the President of the United States and all others in authority, and so replenish them with the grace of your Holy Spirit, that they may always incline to your will and walk in your way, and do them plenteously with heavenly gifts. Grant them in health and prosperity, long life, and finally, after this life, to attain everlasting joy and felicity, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And all of God's people say, amen. Let's also pray for ministers and all people that are under their ministry. Almighty and everlasting God, from whom comes every good and perfect gift, send down upon our pastors and missionaries and upon the congregations committed to their charge the healthful spirit of your grace, and that they may truly please you, pour upon them the continual dew of your blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honor of our advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ, and all of God's people say, amen. Let's also pray for all peoples across the world, and especially those today who have much less than we ourselves have. O God, the creator and preserver of all mankind, we humbly beseech you for all sorts and conditions of people, that you would be pleased to make your ways known to them, your saving health to all nations. More especially, we pray for your holy church universal, that it may be so guided and governed by your good spirit, that all who profess and call themselves Christians may be led into the way of truth and hold the faith in unity of spirits, the bond of peace, and in righteousness of life. Finally, we commend to your fatherly goodness all those who are in any ways afflicted or distressed in mind or body, that it may please you to comfort and relieve them according to their necessities, giving them patience under their sufferings and a happy outcome out of all their afflictions. This we beg for Jesus Christ's sake, and all of God's people say, Amen. Let's also join our hearts together in a unison prayer of thanksgiving that's printed out there for you in the order of service. Let us say, Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, do give you most humble and hearty thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all men. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your inestimable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we beseech you, give us that due sense of all your mercies, that our hearts may be sincerely thankful, and that we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. Let us conclude our prayers. Most gracious God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, by whose knowledge the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew, we give you sincere thanks and praise. As for all your mercies, so especially on this day, for the returns of seed time and harvest, and for crowning the year with your goodness, and the increase of the grounds and the gathering in of the fruits thereof. And we beseech you, give us a just sense of this great mercy, such as may appear in our lives by a humble, holy, and obedient walking before you all our days. We thank you for the air that we can breathe, for drink, for food. Thank you for one another, for fellowship, for unity. We thank you for the nation in which we live, with all of its sins, all of its struggles, all of its problems, all of its disagreements. We thank you for it, for those who lead us, for our military, those men and women who serve, so that the rest of us can today sit around and enjoy. For our freedom, we thank you. For those, Lord, who do not have much today to give thanks for, Lord, we ask that you would somehow bring them into our lives that we might be able to encourage, especially with the good news of Jesus, that we might be able to provide for their for their needs, or point them in some way that they might make their ends meet. Not only in our own congregation, Lord, we pray for those who do have needs in our congregation, whether psychological or emotional or tangible, monetary. Jobs, with our children and school, and all the tangible aspects of our daily lives, Lord. We pray that you would uphold us, and we thank you that you've brought us here again. Another year, Lord, has gone past, and we can thank you and testify to you today and to each other that you are good and that you are kind. And even as we read from your word already, that even when you discipline us like a father does a child, you bring us through harsh times in order, Lord, to give us good in the end. And so we ask all these things. We thank you for all these things, as well as all the personal things that we have reason to give thanks for that are in our own hearts and minds even now. And we come to you and ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord, whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all glory and honor, world without end. And all of God's people say, Amen.